Frank Stephenson built a little cabin in Gulfstream Valley in 1984. He lived there while he got his electrician's license and worked on the North Slope. His mother had homesteaded the property in the 1960s after the family drove from the lower 48 in a station wagon.
I was 11, and my sister, well, she would have been 9, yeah.
Although the family didn't live on the land that much, his mother ended up leaving it to Frank and his sister, Christina Dix. The land, very close to Goldstream Creek, was boggy and not particularly good for development.
It seemed like every time I walked back in there to the creek, a house came back by a different route than what I went in there by, and got lost half the time coming back, as well, you kind of have to go around the wet spots.
Stephenson recognized that his land was near a patchwork green belt of state, borough, and university land that stretches west to east along the old Tanana Valley Railroad route. He thought of approaching a local conservation group to buy his land to keep it wild. It's crossed by trails used year-round by hikers, birders, and skiers. The Interior Alaska Land Trust, or IALT, has been slowly acquiring private land in Goldstream Valley, either through outright purchase or having owners dedicate conservation easements of their property.
And I'm sure you know how beautiful Goldstream can be. To walk down there by the creek in the summertime in June and July, it is unbelievably beautiful.
IALT President Owen Guthrie told members at their recent annual meeting of the Stephenson Dix parcel, which is easily accessible off Blaine Road.
This 80-acre parcel from Frank Stephenson and his sister, that's the last piece of the 120-acre homestead.
Former conservation coordinator for the trust, David Ruzica, explains the parcel was like a missing puzzle piece among the protected land that surrounded it.
So looking at a map, you would see the Goldstream Valley Greenbelt. You'd see it's right smack in the center. It's right on Blaine Road. And there's that big winter trail that traverses it. And that crosses the valley, too. You can link that up to other trails, both to the east and to the west. So it's a really high conservation priority for us. We were extremely excited that Frank was interested in selling that to us and having it conserved.
The trust was able to buy the land through donations and will organize volunteers to work on the parcel this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.